Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they had approached the presence of the Lord and died. The Lord said to Moses, tell your brother Aaron that he shall not enter at any time into the holy place inside the veil before the atoning cover which is on the ark, or he will die. For I will appear in the cloud over the atoning cover. Aaron shall enter the holy place with this, with the bull as a sin offering and a ram as a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen tunic, and the linen undergarments shall be next to his body, and he shall be wrapped about the waist with the linen sash, and the linen turban wound around his forehead. These are holy garments. He shall bathe his body in water and put them on, and he shall take from the congregation of the sons of Israel to and one ram as a burnt offering. Then Aaron shall offer the bull as the sin offering, which is for himself, so that he may make atonement for himself and for his household. He shall then take the two goats and present.
Then Aaron shall offer the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his household. And he shall slaughter the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself.
He shall take a fire pan full of coals of fire from upon the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of finely ground sweet incense,
and bring it inside the veil. He shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, so that the cloud of incense may cover the atoning cover that is on the ark of the testimony. Otherwise he will die. Moreover, he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the atoning cover.
side. Also in front of the atoning cover, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he shall slaughter the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people.
Shall make atonement for the holy place because of the impurities of the sons of Israel and because of their unlawful acts regarding all their sins.
And he shall do so for the tent of meeting, which remains with them in the midst of their impurities. When he goes in to make atonement in the holy place, no one shall be in the tent of meeting until he comes out, so that he may make atonement for himself and for his household and for all the assembly of Israel. Then he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it. With his finger, he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it seven times, and cleanse it, and consecrate it from the impurities of the sons of Israel.
When he finishes atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall offer the live goat. Then Aaron shall lay both of his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the wrongdoings of the sons of Israel and all their unlawful acts regarding all their sins. And he shall place them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stands ready. Then the goat shall carry on itself all their wrongdoings to an isolated territory. He shall release the goat in the wilderness. Then Aaron shall come into the tent of meeting and take off the linen garments which he put on when he went to the holy place and shall leave. Shall bathe his body with water in a holy place and put on his clothes and come out and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people and make atonement for himself and for the people. Shall come into the camp.
On the 10th day of the month, you shall humble yourselves and not do any work, whether the native or the stranger who resides among you. For it is on this day that atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you. You will be clean from all your sins before the Lord. So the priest who is anointed and ordained to serve as priest in his father's place shall make atonement. He shall put on the linen garments, the holy garments, and make atonement for the holy sanctuary. And he shall make atonement for the tent of meeting and for the altar. Atonement for